in the limelight.
Generations of Palestinian children have suffered due to the decades-long occupation of Palestine and the crippling blockade on the Gaza Strip, says Monib Abu Ghazala, writer, in an article titled, Why We Should Not Forget Children of Gaza. Stay tuned for more. "100 days after ceasefire, Gaza's children are not offered the opportunity to take a break from the trauma and to recover. It has been almost 100 days since a ceasefire was announced by the Israeli regime back in May, and since then, there has been relative peace in Gaza, for now at least. But while the extreme violence has ended, the trauma faced by Palestinians has not. Palestinian children are now facing greater challenges than ever before. Recently, a charity spoke with 10 women and children living in Gaza for its new report, Dreams for Freedom, Stories from the Ground. One of them was 14-year-old Aya, the eldest of four siblings and an aspiring writer. She says the crippling fear she felt about nearby bombs killing her family is permanently etched in her memory. Yet she tried to stay strong for her family. She said, I was very scared, but I didn't want to show it. I took my siblings into the hallway to play with them so they would forget about the war. I tried so hard to hide my fear to the point where I would stand up even when it was dangerous, just to indicate to my siblings that fear is unnecessary and that we should have a strong faith in God. For Aya and others living in Gaza, it is often their faith that helps them through different times. Generations of Palestinian children have suffered due to the decades-long occupation of Palestine by the Israeli regime and the crippling blockade this regime has imposed on the Gaza Strip. For the cycles of violence and trauma to end, the international community must come together to deal with these root causes. With the recent violence and destruction of key infrastructure in the Gaza Strip, Palestinian children are now facing greater challenges than ever before. Of the 253 people killed in Gaza, at least 66 were children. Many children have experienced multiple rounds of violence in their lifetimes and, as a consequence, suffer from anxiety, depression, and the ongoing effects of trauma. About 90% of children and adolescents in Gaza have experienced personal trauma and observed the destruction of property from the Israeli regime bombing campaigns, while more than 80% have been exposed to others experiencing traumatic events. It's not surprising that charity organizations have discovered 38% of young Palestinians are at a tipping point. They admit to having contemplated suicide amid growing desperation stemming from increasingly uninhabitable living conditions imposed by the Zionist regime's 14-year air, sea, and land blockade and several military offensives in the area. Strong psychological support is urgently needed. Even prior to the recent escalation in violence, UNICEF noted that one in every three Palestinian children requires counseling, but there are not nearly enough appropriately qualified professionals in Gaza to meet their needs. While the Western world tells people that the children of Gaza suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, that is PTSD, there is no post to the trauma. Moreover, some of the hospitals and primary healthcare centers where services were being delivered were recently damaged by the Israeli regime bombs. Many children also lost family members and their homes in the recent offensive and are experiencing worsening shortages in water and electricity. In fact, over 77,000 Palestinians have been displaced in the recent rounds of violence, and 800,000 more do not have reliable access to clean water. These crises, along with the increased risk of contamination from leftover explosives, are a huge challenge to the mental and physical well-being of Palestinian youth. While the Western world tells us that the children of Gaza suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, there is no pause to the trauma. Tragically, Palestinian children are not offered the opportunity to take a break from the trauma and to recover. There is only the ongoing trauma that is inflicted by the regular cycle of bombs that are dropped on homes, businesses, and communities. While international humanitarian support is appreciated and crucial, it cannot end there. Countries must use their influence in urging the Zionist regime to end the blockade and the illegal occupation of Palestinian territories, as well as respecting basic universal human rights.